RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I have neither Pony nor Malsy, nor Donnie for that matter. I don't have pierced nipples. Could never be identified as Pony by that. I don't have a bald head, although it's getting there. I am not Malsy, and I am not a football genius, and therefore I am not Donnie. I'm just Joe. I'm Joe Starkey, and to my left here is my friend intern Dom, and when we do shows together, things tend to go off the rails early. Hello, Dominic. Is that your name?
Yeah, it is. Dom is short for Dominic.
Okay. I mean, I figured it was.
But hello
now,
to you.
Have I already insulted you?
No.
I honestly meant that just as a question.
Well, no, you insulted me earlier when I found out you went to the driving range without me. Which hurt because I thought we had a relationship where you would invite me to like a pre-show.
It was a last-minute decision, and you insulted me by not waking up till 11 o'clock on a day when I had to do the afternoon show, the big show in town.
Well, it's not like you got in here at 11 o'clock. You were working on your 4-iron.
Well, I was two minutes away. I woke up at 6 a.m. and started working on this show, and then I came back to it after I went to play golf.
Well, my work was done for the show. I checked with Kabali, who will
what
be joining
work?
Us at 4.
You made one phone call to Kabali.
I made two phone calls.
One to Bob, only to be rejected by Bob.
Yeah.
Who won't even come on our show. Do you think if Pony had called him, Bob would have said yes?
It's a great point. Well,
really wonder about that.
Well, Pomp had something pre-planned, or at least so he
says.
Sure
he did. I mean, he couldn't have just... I've seen him take phone calls at the golf course.
That is true.
In the middle of a round. He couldn't walk off for 10 minutes for me. Did you tell him I was on the show today
yeah.
and not the guys?
No, I told him because he said, tell Joe that I apologize. I think you should be more hurt by it than me.
I am hurt by that.
Although Pomp was very nice, he wished me a Merry Christmas.
He's always nice.
So
even
I felt
in his worst moments, he's incredibly nice. Good Christmas for you, Dom?
It was great. Very relaxing. Ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
Got some good gifts. It was great.
What was your best gift?
I got the Game of Thrones book set. Because reading is my new thing now, and I love the TV show, so I figured...
Just discovered it there at Syracuse?
What, Game of Thrones?
7 years in? No, reading.
Oh, reading.
Yeah.
I haven't read in 5 years.
Mm. And like, now you're on a book kick.
Yeah.
Good
it's
for you.
It's a nice, wholesome hobby.
Yeah. I didn't get many good gifts at all.
I was going to ask, what was your best gift?
I can't even think of what my best gift was. I guess it was this miniature golf book that my wife gave. No, the best gift was from my daughter-in-law and my stepson, Michael. They gave me a little... like carrying thing.
What?
I don't know what it is.
Carrying
it's not a
thing?
Backpack.
What the hell is that?
It's a thing that it's a leather case that you carry stuff in.
Like a briefcase.
Sort of, but it's more like a satchel.
Oh, a satchel?
Not really, but between a briefcase and a satchel.
And you like it?
I love it.
That's
I can
awesome.
Carry all my papers and things in there for coaching, for doing this, for all kinds of things.
Right.
I absolutely love it. I got in trouble because I gave my wife a repurposed calendar that got sent to the house that I didn't think she knew was sent to the house, but it was.
Mm-hmm.
That was not good.
So she realized that it was a kind of a phony gift.
Phony?
Like a re-gift.
It was, The place we stay at in Cape May every year sent us a calendar. And so I just picked it up and wrapped it and thought I could pass it off as a gift.
And that didn't pass? That didn't
fly? No, because apparently they sent a couple different calendars. And she's like, I already have this. They sent me this. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Here's the big move that I don't want you to tell anybody about. Is I had failed so profoundly because she told me, let's really not get anything for each other this year, so don't get me anything. I took her at her word, and then I woke up on Christmas morning yesterday, and like, oh my God, all I have for her is a repurposed calendar and a pair of socks.
Oh my God.
This is going to be bad. So luckily, my daughter doesn't really care about, you know, presents anymore. She just wakes up, or, you know, the whole Christmas morning present ritual thing anymore. Because she's 17, so I knew she was going to sleep in. So I had a moment of clarity yesterday, and I said, I have to go down to CVS. I have to go down there and turn some of the photos in my camera into, like, I don't know, some special framed canvas thing. And I did it. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going for a walk. And I did it. When I got back, she wasn't on the main floor. So I put it under the tree. She thinks that that was pre-planned and not yesterday morning.
Well done, Joe.
Can you imagine if I hadn't come up with that, she would have gotten a pair of socks.
A pair of socks.
And a secondhand calendar. A re-gifted calendar that wasn't even that nice.
You know, everybody says, you know, they're like, when you grow up, it's better giving gifts than it is to get gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling BS. I got to tell you.
And I always have. It's better getting them.
I love getting gifts.
Yeah, so do I.
Even at 22, it's great.
Even at my age, which I won't even mention, I'm almost as old as Ron Cook. It's way better to get a gift than give one. Way better.
Have you ever gotten a gift, Christmas, birthday, whatever, and you didn't like it, but you had to play it off that you did like it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, 50% of them. Yes.
50%?
Who hasn't?
Not 50%. You're saying half the gifts that you get suck?
Yeah, they're not what I would have thought of. I mean, yeah, pretty much. Especially when you get to be this age. You'll see.
That's why whenever somebody asks me...
There's nothing left to give. I don't want anything.
Sure.
I mean, actually, I do. I want clothes and golf stuff.
Well, that's why when people ask me, what do you want? I don't give them the whole bull crap of, oh, whatever. Like, I tell them what I want.
Yeah.
Like this year, I was like, listen, tell Santa I want the Game of Thrones book set and cologne.
There you go. And that was my wife's other gift from me to her when she said, don't bother getting me anything. She came home that night with a gift for her from me, a perfume set. And she threw it at me and said, here, just wrap this and it'll be from you to me.
So that sounds great.
Yeah, I thought that was good too. But never believe that they don't really want anything.
You
got to get something.
No, that's a bad job by you.
Yeah, I know. Well, good job in the end.
In the end, turned out great.
Yeah, I was Kenny Pickett.
Anytime somebody says I don't want a gift.
Fourth quarter.
Anytime somebody says I don't want a gift, they want a gift. Every single time.
I've come to believe that. It's taken a while. And I just realized it again this year. I'm avoiding something here, intern Dom. I'm avoiding talking about loser blue wig. I don't want to talk about this guy. I really don't. And so here's my hot take on him. We are barely going to talk about him. And I'm not going to say his name. I'm sick of looking at him. I'm sick of talking about him. The guy in Detroit. I'll just call him loser blue wig. Okay? Can we go with that, Dom? You game for that?
It works for me.
This loser had a news conference with his lawyer today, and Blue Wig was wearing a suit with a backward lion hat and seemed really down and surprised that he's drawn tons of negative attention to himself. So I'll give you this take to start off with, and then we really are going to move on. And again, I'm not mentioning this clown by name. So Blue Wig apparently is getting negative attention. Yes, threats and such. And I would never, obviously, in a million years, condone that. That's sicker behavior than he has showed. Okay? Nor would I condone, by the way, false accusations if indeed Metcalf has levied them, although we haven't heard from Metcalf. Can you sue somebody based on what somebody else claimed they said? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on the radio. Dom. All we have right now is James Harrison and Chad Johnson, the artist formerly known as Chad Ochocinco, saying that DK told them that this man went after him with a racial insult and also insulted his mom in the most vulgar fashion possible. That's all we have. So I obviously, if that's not true, I don't condone false accusations and I certainly don't condone violent threats. Obviously, right? Mason Rudolph knows something about false accusations. Myles Garrett, the guy that he may face this weekend if the Steelers clinch on Saturday night, who knows? And Mike Tomlin defended Rudolph and basically called Myles Garrett a liar. We all remember that episode. And Rudolph was unfairly branded from that episode as having said what Garrett said he said. So I'm not here to condone anything in that realm at all. However, having said all that, here's what I would say about loser Blue Wig. If your big goal in life is to antagonize people, to bring out the worst in them for your personal satisfaction and maybe more, to make them lose their cool and attack them, and celebrate when they take a swipe at you, like you just won the Super Bowl, which is what he did. You are by nature an antagonistic person, maybe an unwell person, and certainly a highly, highly negative person who is absolutely going to draw negative attention to yourself, and it might get pretty bad, and you shouldn't be surprised when it does. So while it's completely uncalled for, what has apparently happened to this guy, and I guess we're taking him at his word that this is happening to him. I don't know. Maybe they showed some proof at the news conference, which was an absolute joke today, by the way. If that's what you're looking for in life, to sort of catch people at their worst moments, to bring out the worst in them, to antagonize them, you might want to rethink your life plan. And I'm also going to say this about DK Metcalf. He screwed up big time here. He hurt his team. He's going to make this loser win in the end, probably. He cost himself maybe, definitely more than $500,000, maybe millions upon millions of dollars, depending on how those voided guarantees turn out. I know the Steelers said they would honor them. We'll see about that, because literally nothing is guaranteed beyond this year in terms of base salaries and stuff like that. Some monies are, I think, but the big money is not. But I'll say this about Metcalf. The enduring image for me with him, Dom, is his game against the Ravens, which was a game where I think literally this franchise was teetering at that moment. Like things had gone where they'd never gone before, as far as booing Renegade, chanting to fire Tomlin, the team back to 500, getting crushed by the Bills, and maybe a season ending, maybe an era ending. They needed something and they needed someone. Rodgers stepped up. A lot of guys stepped up. DK Metcalf was great in that game. And they need him. I see people saying they should cut him. What? He was great in that game. That's the enduring image for me. I know it's naive to say it's not the enduring image for all of America with this guy, because this incident will now be forever remembered. And he was completely wrong. He lost his mind. He was great in that game. He volunteered to go on the punt team in that game. He scored an amazing touchdown against the Dolphins. I think he's been pretty darn good. He's been about what DK Metcalf is. If you look at his numbers and transpose them over a regular season, he's around 70 catches, a little below 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. If you take his numbers and put it over 17 games, that's what he does. That's what he's done his whole career. That's why you brought him in, to do what he does, and to help you win your biggest games. And by far, the Ravens game was their biggest win of the season. Did you expect him to suddenly outperform his normal results in his late 20s with a 42-year-old quarterback in this offense? I didn't. In fact, I was criticizing him as recently as a month ago. But he and they stepped up when it mattered most, and that's what's most important to me about DK Metcalf so far this season. He gave them the opposite of what George Pickens gave them. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, now he screwed up worse than Pickens ever did. He had a terrible moment. He did. But by and large, he was the anti-Pickens this season. He doesn't quit on plays. He doesn't quit on his teammates. He doesn't rant and rave on the sidelines, except for this. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about get me the ball stuff. He was none of that. And when they needed to win a game, maybe more than any game in a number of years, actually, he was probably the star, him and Rodgers. So I'm not throwing out DK Metcalf for having an incredibly low moment and making a terrible mistake. That's just me. I'm not. Anything else on that, Dom? Would you like to weigh in? Oh, the news conference today was an absolute farce. It was half Zoom and I guess half people in person. I guess it was in Detroit. And the Pittsburgh people couldn't get in. And I asked our friend Mike DeFabo of The Athletic, you guys couldn't get into the questions on the Zoom part of that call. He said, that's correct. We were asking questions. They couldn't hear us. They said, put our questions in the chat, and the chat was disabled. So I said, in your opinion, was that intentional? He said it was more on the side, he believes, of incompetence, but who knows, because they were on mute for the first half of the press conference. Dom, your quick thoughts on this whole episode and what I just said. I don't want to give this loser blue wig any more oxygen. I don't.
Sure. And I agree with everything you said. And quite frankly, I'm ready to move on from the whole thing. I think we all agree DK messed up going over to the fan. Fan messed up with everything he did. The press conference today was a laughable embarrassment. And I do think the Lions should have live streamed it on Twitter and YouTube and everything. I think that would have been very funny. But it turns out that whole thing was just a farce. That's a great word by you. And listen, to be honest, timing kind of worked out for the Steelers because they probably don't need him against the Browns. Ravens will probably lose tomorrow, so DK should be back for the playoffs if they make the playoffs, which they will. And he'll be out for blood, and I agree he's played well the last month. Thought he kind of disappointed first half of the season. He's played great the last few weeks. So I'm ready to just move on from all of this and just focus on the playoffs.
Me too. That's where I'm at. And I think the big news here, now, this will obviously become a bigger story if the Ravens win, which they could. Is Jordan Love playing in that game? Do we have latest updates on him? And I know Lamar was listed as doubtful. Is Malik Willis playing in that game? Who's going to be the quarterback for the Packers?
They're both questionable. Jordan Love and Malik Willis are right now questionable. Now, I agree. If Ravens win and Steelers somehow lose, oh my God. Then the conversation completely turns, and that's a game that you're going to need DK Metcalf in if the Week 18 game against Baltimore is for the division.
Yeah, and I'm not going to soft pedal that. He screwed up in a huge way here, and he's going to let this loser win in the end. However you define winning in this thing, I don't think DK comes out of this winning anything. Having said that, I'm done with that guy, and I'm done with this for now. You know what I see?
I was going to ask, do you worry that this is going to lead to more fan incidents?
No.
Because people, like idiots, are going to see that this guy's now famous?
That's the other thing I see, is fans, you gotta side with the fans if you're the NFL. Fans are more important than players. Really? Anybody remember the strike year in the NFL? Long time ago? You take out the players, you take out the stars, you have no league. And I would even go so far as this. TV fans, people watching on TV and people betting and people having their fantasy leagues are way more important than people in stadiums. So who's ever saying that has it all wrong. All wrong. NFL needs eyeballs on televisions. They need people betting. They need people joining their fantasy leagues. That's not going anywhere ever. And it's not like this is an epidemic. In fact, I don't know that I can think of another incident in recent NFL times other than the Shaq Lawson thing where there was a player reaching over a railing to physically confront a fan. Can you? Unprovoked, but unprovoked physically. People want to compare this to Lamar Jackson. It's apples and oranges. A fan reached into the arena and aggressively pushed Lamar Jackson in the head, and Jackson pushed back, and the league effectively said, this is your fault, fan. Never show up again. You're banned. Lamar Jackson, you're not punished at all. Correct ruling. Shaq Lawson, 2 years ago, pushed an Eagles fan. He's a Bills defensive end. Pushed an Eagles fan during the game because the Eagles fan, they said, was making threats against players and their families. And the league did nothing to him. And now all of a sudden the league wants to crack down. So maybe they're afraid this will happen more often, to your point. But it sure hasn't happened very often yet, like almost never. I think it should just be a case of beefing up security, which should have been the case already. This was an unbelievable security lapse by perhaps both the Steelers and the Lions, really. I mean, we all know sports history that things can happen, you know. Monica Seles comes to mind, where the area between the bench and the immediate crowd has to be aggressively patrolled at all times. What are we doing here? Again, none of which is to say that DK Metcalf didn't royally screw up, and it still could come to be that he ruins or helps to ruin their season, but I don't think that's happening. And that gets me to what I really want to talk about. Oh, limitless wonder. I mean, intern Tom. I think the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. I've even upped this from the other day. People are like, oh, what are you? You've been talking for all these years and all these weeks about this and that. Yes, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong. I've been right about the Steelers for approximately 8 going on 9 years. Maybe it's their turn to be right. Maybe it's their turn. I would gladly accept that. That's A. B, who hasn't been wrong about the Steelers? All of America, except some guy in Shaler who called up Limits the other day and said, oh, I predicted 3 straight wins coming out of the Buffalo game. This is pro sports. The Steelers were wrong about Darius Slay and Juan Thornhill and Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky and Russell Wilson. They've been wrong about tons of things for 8 years. The rest of us have been mostly right about them. So great, it's their turn. All of America was wrong about the Detroit Lions, or should you just stick to your opinion? Is that the idea here? If you thought the Lions were going to be really good this year, should you stick to it and still say they're going to win the Super Bowl, even though they've been eliminated from the playoffs? This is pro sports, and what happens on the field changes minds by its very definition. You're on the field playing the game, and you're changing people's minds individually and as a team. I had the Ravens going to the Super Bowl. Guess what? I don't anymore. Isn't that shocking, Dom? I've changed my mind. Is that, quote, backpedaling? Do I look bad now? Maybe, but so do tens of millions of others. You look horrible on most of your takes, right? You don't care about that. Dom?
Well, I am, if I recall, one of, if not the only person at this station who said back in August that the Steelers were going to make the AFC Championship.
You and Bob were the only two.
Is that true?
Yes.
I don't know. I want to see proof of that.
No, there's audio.
There's audio proof.
Trust me that Bob said that.
Then Pomp and I were the only two people here, as far as I know,
yes,
that said they were making the AFC Championship game. So,
right. Good.
Pomp, my good friend Pomp, and yeah. I are not backpedaling.
No.
You're backpedaling.
Because who was your NFC team?
I don't know. I think I said
forgot.
Eagles.
Yeah, you forgot.
And that's changed, but that's
right.
Another conversation.
You backpedaling, or have you just watched the season play out?
No, I'm not backpedaling. I'm just saying things have changed. You're completely backpedaling.
Things have changed.
You were anti-Aaron Rodgers, wrong.
Yes.
You were anti-Steelers, wrong.
Right.
So you're backpedaling.
I'm adjusting my opinions based on what has transpired before me.
There's a difference between adjusting opinions and you saying you went from thinking this was going to be a disaster to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a major flip. That's backpedaling. If you went from they're going to win a playoff game to Super Bowl, okay, I'll allow it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
sit there and say, you know what? I was wrong. Dom was right.
I was wrong. Dom was right.
I'm going to clip that and we're going to save it.
Right.
So that's a step in the right direction.
Hey, man. All the people who said that about the Lions and Ravens, the same thing.
Well, they're both still eligible for the playoffs.
No, the Lions are eliminated.
Are they officially eliminated?
Right. You backpedaling from that opinion now?
No, I never talked about the Lions. In fact, I think I predicted the Lions would be disappointing and miss the playoffs, actually.
Listen.
I think I was right about that.
I'm going to call it like I see it as it moves along. And I think the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. I honestly believe that. I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. And all of football America, including me, did you think they were going to still go to the AFC title game after they lost to the Bills? Be honest.
No, but I didn't backpedal from the opinion.
Well, yes, you did. You just said no. You didn't think they were going to the AFC title game.
I had big doubts after
that. What the hell are you talking about, intern Dom?
I had big doubts after that loss, but I still would have kept the prediction.
Well.
Because I'm not a fraud.
Oh!
Not saying you're a fraud.
No, you just did say that, though. Now you're going back to insulting Bob.
I'm not insulting Bob.
You
Bob's
did insult
right.
Bob.
Bob and I are the only two that aren't frauds.
No, we're talking about now going back in time when you said, what did you say about Bob? That he was an idiot, right?
No, I said you did. No, what did I say? I didn't call him an idiot.
Right. But in so many words, you called him a very bad thing and said that his career had hit rock bottom. Do you
remember
that?
Well, that's true. By the way, little fraudulent on Bob's part because he wanted Justin Fields this year. So maybe Pomp is also a fraud.
Oh,
I'm the
God.
Only person here who's not a fraud.
Wow. This guy is going over today. He's gone nuts today.
Okay, well, now let me ask you.
Yeah.
Let's say, God forbid, Steelers lose, Ravens win this weekend, Ravens beat the Steelers, and Pittsburgh misses the playoffs.
Then I go back to saying they're a disaster.
So you
again.
Can't do that, though.
Oh, I can.
No, you cannot do that.
I can.
That's double backpedaling.
Absolutely, I can.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
You need to stick to an opinion here, Joe.
You can't stick to an opinion. Should the Steelers have stuck to their Darius Slay opinion that he's good?
No, that's different.
How's that different?
Well, you could see on the field that he's not good. So you
thank you.
Cut him.
Thank you very much. And I can see on the field now that they are.
Are they going to re-sign Darius Slay if he showed in the last couple weeks that he's a superstar?
If he all of a sudden showed healthy and played great for a team and they had injuries at corner, maybe they would. But you know what I'm saying.
Listen, here's the rules.
This is based on what happens on the field. And opinions change. They change among fans. They change among media. They change among coaches. They change among GMs and players. Everybody in the world changes their opinions based on what transpires on the field. But forget all that. As I sit here today, I am predicting the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl. Why, you ask? You didn't ask why.
Why?
Because things have changed. Because they have a quarterback. They have a guy at the most important position who is on an absolute heater. This is the best I've felt about the Steelers since 2017 going into the playoffs. Did you know that, Don?
Did I know that this is the best you felt since then?
Yes.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did, because I told you before the show.
All right, we'll just move back all the curtains, I guess.
Yes, I did. And even that year, they had the horrible Ryan Shazier injury late, so you could see that they were vulnerable, but they played with the Patriots, who were still really the class of the league then, even though... Well, they were. They were the one seed. They were the class of the league. It was the Jesse James game. They beat the Ravens 39-38, you know, and then they blew out Houston, and then they had a JV game against Cleveland. Didn't matter. This is the best I've felt about the Steelers since then, since 2017. It's not just the quarterback. Like, what's changed with the Steelers? Same coach, similar coordinators, whatever. Here's what's changed. They brought in guys who I think have brought a different kind of leadership culture with them. And Metcalf is one of them, by the way, with the way he comported himself right up till he ran into loser Bluewig the other day. Rodgers, Metcalf, Ramsey, in my humble opinion, Gainwell you can throw in there too just by who he is and what he does, have led that charge. And I also think, and I'm changing my opinion here if I'm permitted to, that they made, I didn't think they made a bad pick with Derek Harmon. I wanted Jackson Dart. For a lot of the year, it looked like I was right. Now it's starting to look the other way. Derek Harmon, as Tomlin said the other day, is an absolute monster. He is.
I've read some of the narrative about Derek Harmon and his run game exploits, and so I'm not going to do anything to diminish that. Maybe he is just the monster that the narrative says he is.
Maybe he is. Penei Sewell might be the best offensive lineman in all of football, and there are clips from that game that teams that still need to play the Steelers are going to look at and say, oh my God, who is that guy? So this is just a much better team, and it's a team that's gotten hot. That's the bottom line. 2018, they crumbled down the stretch. They had a huge lead in the division. Antonio Brown quit. Total disaster. You couldn't have felt good about them. They didn't even make the playoffs. 2019, Duck Hodges' year, if I'm not mistaken. No, 2019, it was. That was the Duck Hodges' year. They didn't even make the playoffs, and they were just a, you know, average to bad team. 2020, they go 12-4, but nobody felt good about the Steelers going down the stretch because they lost four of their last five. Nobody felt good about them at that point. And that's not just hindsight. It was like, this is falling apart. They're going to lose. And they wound up getting blown out by the Browns. 21 was, let's see here. Well, that was Ben's final year, so you knew they weren't going to win. It was fun late in the year, but nobody looked at the Steelers late in the year and said, oh, yeah, that's a team that you really got to worry about. No, nobody worried about them. There were way better teams. Everybody knew it. 2022 was, again, a 9-8 season and a non-playoff year. So even though they got hot down the stretch that year, was that a non-playoff year? Yeah, it was. And people were feeling good about Pickett and things like that. Obviously, that's a non-playoff year, so nobody's thinking they're dangerous going into the playoffs. Funny how that works. Then we had the Mason Rudolph year where he rescued the season in 23. And that was fun and another good story, but zero people thought they would go into Buffalo and win or make any kind of Super Bowl run. TJ Watt was out. I think he's still going to be back this year. And then last year, they crumbled down the stretch. I think it's pretty obvious. This is the team we should feel best about since 2017. Intern Dom, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. And it's even crazier when you consider they're doing this and you feel this way without a stud wide receiver too, and with a bunch of injuries that they've dealt with defensively this season. So I agree with everything you said. And I think most of it comes from A, head coach, and B, the quarterback. So yeah, I think they're going to make the AFC Championship game. I'm not backpedaling on that. Are they going to make the Super Bowl? I don't know. Bottom line is,
nobody knows, Dom. What do you think?
No, because I think the Bills are still going to make it.
Well, if the Bills make it, they may very well play here in the first game. Who are you picking?
Okay, well then in that case, I'd pick
the Steelers.
In that case, I'd pick the Bills.
You would?
Yeah, I think the Bills right now are the best team in the AFC, just because of Josh Allen.
Well, that's a pretty good reason, but their defense still stinks. They barely beat the Browns. They were lucky, and I've seen them too much this year to believe that things are going to be radically different.
You said
Texans could come here in a playoff game, and the Steelers would beat them something like 13-3. The Texans have a great defense and no running game. They would get smashed to pieces by this Steeler team, by the way, which could add Herbig and Watt before the playoffs. The teams that I fear the most, the Broncos, by the way, they may wind up coming here, which is amazing. They're 13-3 as we sit here. But guess what? If the Chargers beat the Texans on Sunday and then beat the Broncos at home, I might add, and they've already beaten the Broncos, I might add, the Chargers win that division, and the Broncos are coming here, and the Steelers would beat them up at the line of scrimmage, too. How do you like that?
That's a hot take, man. Sean Payton, by the way, has now had five or more seasons with 13-plus wins. The only other guy to do that is Bill Belichick. Sean Payton needs more love, and now you're saying the Steelers would blow him out in a playoff game.
I never said that. I said they would beat them up in a playoff game.
Beat them up,
and
blow them out.
And nobody cares about Sean Payton. The New England Patriots still may wind up coming here. Doubtful. But the Bills are only a game back. And who knows with the Patriots? Not me. The Jags are a team I really don't know about. I was thinking about that today, preparing for the show. Like, how many Jags games have I seen? Do I really know what's happening there and why they've just captured this wave? We have to go. Let's come back. 412-928-9370. Mike's beer bar's fan beer of the month is Gristhouse's Hazadelic Juice Grenade. Holy ostrich milk, Don. I mean, Dom. What is that? Have you tried that?
No, but I'm intrigued.
Hazadelic Juice Grenade, and proceeds benefit American Cancer Society. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And it's 2:35, time to check out Nine Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. Fan text line, you can communicate with our dear friend intern Dom, currently completing his 11th year at Syracuse. Graduation ceremony planned for May, I believe. Is there going to be a party back here for you?
I would hope so.
Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, let's put it this way. Who do you fear in the AFC? Dom. Like other years, it was pretty clear. It was always Kansas City. I don't think they can beat Kansas City. It was Josh Allen and way better Bills teams than this team. It was the Ravens. Last year, the year before, they're not beating the Ravens in the playoffs. They're just not going to do that. A few years back, it was Joe Burrow, and the Bengals were just flat out better. All these other teams had quarterbacks. Now, and some of them still do, quite frankly. Like the Patriots, Drake May, I think, is an absolute star. Trevor Lawrence seems to be coming on. Josh Allen is here. Justin Herbert is here. But look at the league. The top two seeds in the AFC are Denver and New England, and the top two in the NFC are Seattle and Chicago. And the Carolina Panthers are our four seed. I don't remember a year like this. Who do you fear in the AFC where you say the Steelers are not beating that team? Who?
I fear Buffalo simply because of Josh Allen and everything he's done this year, and he legitimately might win MVP. So they scare me. The Texans' defense scares me.
Do the Texans as a whole scare you?
No, but their defense is good enough that it could win a Super Bowl.
But I asked you, which team scares you?
And I'm telling you, the Texans, because of their defense. Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers scare me. And, you know, the Patriots kind of scare me. I know
really?
People want to write them off. Yeah. I think Mike Vrabel, what he has done
when
this
I say
season,
scare, let me rephrase the question. Who in the AFC do you look at and say they ain't beating them?
The Bills.
It's okay just to say the Bills.
Yeah, I guess just the Bills.
Why do you say that? Because they came here and won convincingly? Because it seems like a hell of a lot of things have changed since then. And also, Buffalo just barely scraped by against Cleveland. They trail in almost every game they play, except for the one here. I don't remember if they trailed in that one. They got physically decimated by Houston. They got blown out by Miami, and they got blown out by Atlanta. Like, I know Josh Allen is a scary proposition, but I do not look at that game if the Bills come back here and say they ain't winning that one. In fact, I think that this version of the Steelers would physically impose their will on the Bills up front. I do. Josh Allen could pull out any game.
That's what scares me.
He's Superman, but they're not coming in here winning 26-7 again. In fact, I think the Steelers would carry the play.
They also have James Cook, who I think has become one
Very
of the
good.
Best
yeah.
running backs in football. They beat the Bengals in a game I did not think they were going to win.
They
beat the Patriots.
Won and got lucky. Yep.
Sure, I agree with that. Bengals should have won.
They beat the Patriots, although they fell behind 21-0.
And then came back and won.
I know.
That's arguably even more impressive.
Might be.
And then they beat the Browns. You can argue if it was they won.
They made Shedeur Sanders look like Joe Montana for a half. I don't know,
well,
man.
Well, Shador's better than people think. You're telling me if the Steelers have to go to
Buffalo. Here comes a dumb hot take.
You're telling me if the Steelers have to go to Buffalo, you'd be feeling great?
No, but they won't have to go to Buffalo.
Well, did the Patriots clinch the division already?
No, but it would take a lot. I mean, the Patriots would have to, I believe, lose. Who do they have? The Jets in Miami? They have the Jets in Miami.
I'll tell you this.
And the Bills have the Eagles coming up. They're not going to win the division.
I'll tell you this. If Pittsburgh hosts a playoff game,
yes,
which I think they will, and if what Scott Van Pelt said a couple weeks ago, that ESPN would try to make it the Monday night wildcard game,
yeah,
I think they'll beat whoever they play in that game.
You're backpedaling. You already said the Bills would come here and win.
The Bills, I'm 50-50 on. Everyone else, I think they would beat.
That's not what you said 10 seconds ago.
No, I said I'm 50-50.
Before that, you said they're winning that game.
Yeah, they probably would win that game. Everyone else, though, the Steelers will beat. If it's the Monday night playoff game. I feel very confident in saying that.
Man, would that be incredible. And then they may play another home game.
Is there any scenario they would host the AFC Championship game?
Of course
there is,
I guess there is,
right? Yeah.
If a wild card gets there opposite them, which is entirely possible because what you say is true. Houston could do it. This is a strange year. I'm not so sure I wouldn't rather bet on the bottom three than the top three.
I don't know if strange is the right word.
And
I think
you're with me because the bottom three right now are Chargers, Bills, and Texans. The top three are Broncos, Pats, and Jags. I would bet on one of the Super Bowl teams coming from that bottom three over the top three, wouldn't you?
Now, honestly, yeah, you might be right.
No, I am right, Don.
I just think there's so many...
I don't know, because I work with Donnie all the time.
Yeah,
sorry.
I just think there's so many good teams. I don't think it's strange.
I think there's so many mediocre teams.
How can you say that?
You think these teams are as good as the Chiefs in their prime or the Ravens the last couple of years or two of the last three? Or
you're comparing them to dynasties, Joe.
The Ravens were a dynasty?
No, the Chiefs were a dynasty. The Broncos are 13-3. Patriots are 12-3. The Jaguars are 11-4. The Texans are the 7th seed, and they might be the best team in the AFC.
I'm tired. What'd you think of Aaron Rodgers giving everybody these what are they called? Can-Am Mavericks side-by-side vehicles?
Oh, the Christmas
I don't even know what
gifts.
That means. Yeah.
They're like big motorized like four-wheelers.
Have you driven one?
No, but I want to.
So what is there, 10 offensive linemen on the team, you figure? Something like that?
Yeah. Probably cost a pretty penny.
$20,000 apiece, which 20,000 times 10, 200,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pocket change for for Aaron Rodgers.
Still pretty generous, wouldn't you say?
I think that's a great gift. He's known to do that. I think we heard stories about that in Green Bay where he...
Where do you ride it, Dom?
Anywhere you want to ride it.
You don't go down the street in a side-by-side.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
You can legally ride anything down the street. You can ride golf carts down the street if you want. You might get pulled over if you're going slow, but I think legally you can.
You can drive a golf cart on the highway?
You can drive it on the road. If I drove a golf cart down...
Is he right about that, listeners?
If I drove a golf cart...
He just said you can drive any vehicle on the road legally.
If it's motorized, I think you can. If I drove a golf cart down Mount Royal Boulevard, I think I'm fine.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm telling you.
All right. Fine. Then we're going to see a bunch of these on the south side now, guys driving around in these side-by-side vehicles?
I guess you could.
What are they anyway? How fast do they go? It's an off-road vehicle. Didn't you read the story? I thought you'd be interested in this little side
topic. I saw it on Twitter. I'm not a car expert. I'm not Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
I thought this was an interesting little story and a very generous man. And by the way, I think what he has lent to this team, most importantly, is the ability to still think the game and still have a great arm. But also this what's the word? Vibe of we've got nothing to lose and this is just fun. I was really struck by the NFL Films clips that I saw from the end of that Lions game. Tomlin, his team yards away from an epic meltdown, maybe the worst come from a head loss of his entire tenure. He was saying, man, this is really some hot crap is the word I'll use. Like he was loving this drama. Aaron Rodgers was loving the drama. Aaron Rodgers during games, you can tell that his confidence is just at an all-time, maybe not all-time, but it's at a high right now. This dude is feeling it right now. He is. He's telling guys, I outran you to Jack Campbell. He's making up stuff on the go. You can hear him telling Kenny Gainwell, you know, run out there and run a fly, whatever he told him, whatever kind of pattern, go, run a go. Do you have any of this, Dom?
Oh, you don't want me to help you pick it up?
No.
Why, because you're slower than a 42-year-old? Is that why? You're slower than a 42-year-old? Am I really faster than you? How come you didn't let me take, how come you didn't let me pick you up? You're an ageist.
Ageist. How about when he said to Gainwell, just go out there and run a go? That was tremendous stuff. This is a guy who knows he can win. He knows he can still win, and he's outthinking teams. And he's got enough weapons to beat them. A lot of people don't believe that. I've come around to believe that. A little Jonnu Smith here. A little Adam Thielen there. A little DK Metcalf when he's not punching people in blue wigs here. A little Pat Freiermuth there. I love seeing both running backs in the same backfield. I was talking to Pat Bostic about it. What do you do with that? What do you do when Warren and Gainwell are lined up on opposite sides, each of them very capable pass blockers, each of them weapons leaking out of the backfield that you have to account for? Like in these last 3 weeks, they have damaged teams in the dink and dunk game. So I saw a little bit of that against Detroit, and I think it's a wonderful idea. The guy who the blitz is coming maybe to his side, then he helps out. The guy where it's not coming, he leaks out. It's unbelievable, Dom. Those two in the same backfield. I think it's genius. And I think Artie, suddenly I'm liking Artie better. Am I backpedaling or am I watching the games? I guess according to you, I'm a backpedaling fraud.
Well, I just want to clarify for the audience. So Joe Starkey right now, December 26th, yes. All in on Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
All in. He's been excellent.
Yes.
This was Joe Starkey about 3 or 4 months ago.
If they get Aaron Rodgers and he's really good, they're going to turn out to be right. I don't think they will be. I think this is desperate. I think he wasn't their first choice. I don't think he's very good anymore.
Fraud.
Hold on a second. But I also had the caveat you are a character. I had the caveat at the beginning that if they're right about him, I will give them credit. They were right about him. So I don't feel fraudulent at all.
You were wrong.
Yes, I was.
The Steelers were right. I was right. Pomp was right.
Good for them.
Starkey was wrong.
They've been wrong for 9 years and I've been right.
And have they been wrong for 9 years?
Thinking they were good?
No, they've gotten some things right. People wanted Tomlin fired for the last 10 years.
Did they get the quarterback right before this?
No, I don't know. That's Big Ben's fault.
Oh.
That's not the Steelers.
He chose Kenny Pickett in the draft?
No, he hindered Mason's development.
Oh.
They've had to fix that for the past 5 years.
Where am I here? What was I saying? What was the point there? The whole point.
That
Aaron Rodgers has fueled this, not just with his play, but with his leadership vibe. I think he's brought a new kind of leadership around here. A leadership that's accountable, but not uptight. And I think he has the cachet. They thought Russell Wilson did, and he kind of did, but then he showed up and he was like a robot. This guy is way more sort of one of the guys, relaxed. You know what I mean? And I think that's important. And I also think Jalen Ramsey has lent that to the defense. And I think DK Metcalf helped lend that to the offense. Right up until he punched loser Blue Wig over in Detroit. And I still think he will, by the way. That could be a blessing. This whole thing could be a blessing. Everybody comes back healthy for the playoffs. We'll talk about what they should do if they win, or if the Ravens lose, I'm sorry, on Saturday night, because that's an interesting question. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy with a chance of rain and a low of 46. Tomorrow, a high of Troy Polamalu, 43, and a low of 33. Who's 33? Give me a 30, Tony Dorsett. How do you like that one, Dom? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to our next guest, for God's sake. What question do
Why
you
have? Why is the Noah Constrictor already there?
Because you went long on the last segment.
No, I didn't. And you told me I could go long on every segment.
I did not say that.
That was an exact quote before the show.
No,
I said,
it was
can
not.
I do my normal show
I told
where
you,
I do segments that never end and go over the deadlines? And
no.
You said yes.
No. I said you did. No, I said you can do your normal thing when it comes to the clock, but I also told you
Period.
We have Noah at 3.
Well, he can
so,
wait.
Noah, this is not on me. This is on Joe.
The Noah Constrictor did an unbelievable story, Noah Hiles in the Post-Gazette, on the guy that James Harrison body slammed in a blue wig. This was way back when in Cleveland. Well, the Noah Constrictor sat down with both of them at a steakhouse. This is an unbelievable story that he's written here, and he's going to tell us all about it next on Hardly Ever Pomp and Joe, even though it's actually Pony and Mueller, even though it's not Pony and Mueller because they're not here.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.